This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Austin City Council members are considering requiring private employers to give full-time workers 8 paid sick days per year. Some small businesses, particularly restaurants, are unhappy about this. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, studies show their fears don't often play out.
Mornings at Hoover's Cooking on Manor Road are spent prepping the restaurant's bestseller, chicken fried steak.
Other things that are good sellers are our fried catfish, pork chops being another.
Hoover Alexander's owned the place since 1998. He's weathered the highs and lows of the restaurant business. Recently, he tells me he's had trouble finding workers. A couple months ago, Alexander lost a few chefs.
I had to discontinue breakfast, and we were doing weekend breakfast Saturday and Sunday for years up until November.
Now he's afraid he'll have to cut back even more. Austin City Council members are scheduled to vote on requiring all private businesses in the city to offer paid sick days. Workers at Hoover's already get 5 days of paid vacation. Under this council proposal, Alexander would be required to offer 3 more days of paid leave. That makes him uneasy.
It's not about what I want to do, and I've tried to make that real clear. It's my concern about what can we afford to do.
He hasn't run the numbers, but he estimates offering sick leave to his 40-some employees
will run into, a couple of $1,000s. A lot of folk, that is what they're barely scraping by as profit margins. So that's, again, the big concern.
Right now, our community is bearing millions of dollars in cost when people aren't allowed to take sick time.
Council member Greg Kassar represents North Central Austin. His proposal calls for requiring all private employers to provide at least 8 paid sick days a year. The time would accrue. For every 30 hours worked, an employee would earn 1 hour of paid sick leave. Unused paid sick days would carry over to the next year, and businesses would have the right to ask employees to verify a sickness after taking 3 days in a row.
And so this gives just a basic amount of sick time to everyone that works inside of Austin city limits for a private employer.
More than 24 small businesses have signed a letter of support. Others have sounded the alarm. Several businesses told me they fear a requirement like this could force them to close down. The Austin Chamber of Commerce says it wants a study to determine the financial impact this would have on employers. But we've got studies.
Okay, so we also did one of New York City.
Eileen Applebaum directs the Center for Economic and Policy Research in Washington, D.C. She studied paid sick leave rules at state and city levels, and Applebaum's noticed a trend among folks initially concerned with the new rules.
They raise exactly the same objections every single time. It's going to be a job killer. It's going to be a burden for small business. Everybody's going to move to some other state, on and on like that. And then the bill passes, and they just disappear.
In 2013, New York City adopted a paid sick leave ordinance. 2 years later, Applebaum called nearly 400 businesses in the city. She asked them, what's been the effect of requiring paid sick leave on your business?
What we found is that it had virtually no effect on business operations.
And according to Applebaum's work, employees rarely abuse the new sick day policy. Workers use an average of 4.5 sick days per year, despite being given 8.
Hey, Darnell. Hey, I'm Audrey.
Darnell Franklin has a job unloading trucks of food at the Austin airport. Last month, Franklin wasn't feeling great when a coworker stopped him.
Hey, man, what's wrong with your face? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, man, you need to go look in the mirror. Your face is swole.
Franklin worked the rest of his shift. The next day, he headed to the hospital.
I got there. They told me I had the flu and a sinus reaction, so...
Franklin's employer is a company that contracts with the airport. He says it offers workers 3 paid sick days a year. When I met with Franklin, he was on his 3rd.
I can't be sick the rest of the year. I mean, this is January.
He was planning to stay home until he felt better. That meant going without pay. Franklin makes $10 an hour. His rent is $1,200 a month. He also cares for his brother, who has cancer.
Every paycheck is very valuable to me.
Austin City Council members will vote on a paid sick leave ordinance Thursday. It won't be enforced until October. But at least one member has suggested they'll ask that the vote be postponed. Another proposed significant changes, including a tiered system requiring smaller businesses to provide fewer paid sick days. And even if an ordinance does pass, there's the issue of state preemption. State Representative Paul Workman says he'll file a bill in the next legislative session prohibiting cities from regulating paid sick leave. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.